the difference in the sort of ethos between the British and the American forces?
I would say that it's made it much more free and easy because this was a National Guard, like our own territorial divisions, and they came from all walks of society. The adjutant with whom I shared a dugout was quite a well-to-do solicitor in New York in private life.
How did they impress you militarily as soldiers?
Very keen and rather untrained for the experience they were about to encounter. Later on, when I was at the Staff College, I was asked to give a lecture on the Americans in 1918, through which I took some trouble to collect books and things from America. And according to our own accounts, in their major battle, which was further south, at one time they had 100,000 we would call deserters. They were chaps who had just lost themselves in advance, who'd lost their cohesion to their units, this basic discipline I'm talking about, and were just floating around. Most of them are gathered in later. But that's lack of basic discipline, which we think is so important in our army, I think possibly was lacking. And may well have been in Vietnam too.
Can you remember any specific examples where this lack of training or lack of discipline revealed itself?
Well, in a very short time I was with them, while they were under our command, they did exactly what we told them. When they were on their own, it was simply this sort of stupid things, like firing off their ammunition when they decided to shoot at, and throwing grenades when they decided to throw them at, and losing their rations, which we considered just an ordinary matter of the, like having your breakfast served at home, and that kind of thing. It was, but I had no, because there was no actual contact with the Germans, violent contact, apart from the fact that we were being very heavily gas-shelled at that time. I think they may have had some gas casualties from lack of gas discipline.
Can you remember any examples of your relationship with the Americans which either amused you or irritated you or anything else?
Yeah, it was this naive attitude, and they always made me laugh a little bit. They were very good to me, and they used to tell me a lot of stories. I learned a lot about some of their characters, which I won't repeat. But they